New Yorkers have been given permission, even encouragement, to enjoy themselves once again. Mayor Rudolph Giuliani has repeatedly urged citizens to return to their regular lives. Tonight, some New Yorkers will be going back to a musical show called The Loser's Lounge. It's held every other month at the West Beth Theater in Greenwich Village. Commentator Stacey Horn offers an appreciation.
You know the kind of songs you sing along to in your car at the top of your lungs when no one can hear you?
Holy, holy, I.
Every other month, more than 30 performers get up on stage at the Loser's Lounge and sing these same songs where everyone can hear them.
Holy, holy dream.
While these might be songs you can't get out of your head, they're also songs you wouldn't necessarily admit to knowing every single word to. The Loser's Lounge pays homage to people and bands like Neil Diamond, ABBA, and the Monkees.
I could hide beneath the wings of a bluebird as she sings.
The performers are part of an extended community of musicians. They're all professionals, but like most artists, they sometimes have to take day jobs. Nobody's getting rich on the Loser's Lounge. It only pays $10 a night. But they do it happily. Because musician and composer Joe McGinty, the creator of the Loser's Lounge, he knows what we really love.
It's like a guilty pleasure type thing, mm-hmm. You know? It's like you don't want to actually admit to being passionate about these songs, but deep down, there's something that you connect with. Certainly, you know, admitting to liking ABBA or like listening to ABBA in the privacy of your own apartment is one thing, but then, you know, when you're in a room full of people that are talking about Sonic Youth or something, you know, you might feel a little embarrassed, but then you're in a room where everybody's singing along, it's okay, you know, so there's something kind of vindicating about it.
Oh, what can it mean to a
McGinty picks the music and chooses which performers do what song. Then he and the band The Custard Kings get the music and arrangements just so. By the end of the night, even my friends who would normally only admit to listening to Radiohead, Beck, or Air are dancing on the top of the tables or singing along, their snobbery out the window.
Connie Petrick will be back with another set of the Monkees, so stick around.
It is one of the few shows that the audience is kind of on your side, you know. They're not there to be harsh critics, and they're not waiting for you to mess up so they can condemn you. I mean, they're kind of like, oh my God, they're going to try to do Bohemian Rhapsody.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from responsibility.
It's a friendly place. The room is set up like a club, and the audience sits together at tables. There's enough room to get up and dance, or socialize, hang out at the bar, or have pizza in the front room. When there's no musical work to be found, David Driver is sometimes forced to huddle by his computer doing graphic design until the night when he can come to the Loser's Lounge and sing with a surprising emotional honesty.
I'm happy to call myself a member of the Loser's Lounge, because I can be a real loser, and it's okay, I like that.
The power of the Loser's Lounge lies in the fact that there is probably nothing quite like the strength of the connection you have with the songs that touched you when you were younger. The songs you listened to the first time you fell in love, or the first time your heart was broken. I'm glad the Loser's Lounge is still here. It reminds me that as long as we are here, the future still holds endless possibilities.
Stacey Horn is a writer who lives and sings in New York City.